This is Sid Roth saying, I have a vision. Now is the set time to blow the trumpet in Zion.
Blow a trumpet in Zion, sound it on the mountains. Blow a trumpet in Zion, for the day of the Lord is come.
Shalom, Mishpocha. Shalom, family. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpocha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people that are one new man in Messiah Yeshua, Messiah Jesus. Getting ready, Mishpocha, to blow the grandest shofar, all the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone, everywhere, to be red hot for the Messiah. My guest, by way of telephone, is Dr. Tom Renfro and his wife, Sid. I'm speaking to him at his office in Norton, Virginia. He is an internist, a medical doctor. Tom, when was the first time you realized that you had a dread disease, lymphoma?
The first time that I knew something was wrong in my body was on October the 1st of 1996. And at that time, I found a nodule on the back of my neck that I knew shouldn't be there.
I mean, did you know there was something wrong with it, or did you think maybe there's something wrong?
Well, I thought it was maybe something wrong because it's not unusual for a lymph node to swell up, to fight off infection. But when it was still there at the end of October of 1996, and I found some other nodules under my arms at that time, I knew something was wrong.
When did you get your diagnosis?
The diagnosis was from a biopsy under my left arm, and that was at the end of November of 1996.
Now, you did not just have lymphoma. You had something called mantle cell lymphoma. Tell me what that is.
Mantle cell lymphoma is one of the subtypes of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. And it is an unusual lymphoma. It is less than 10% of the non-Hodgkin's lymphomas. The thing about this lymphoma is they say there is no cure, that chemotherapy will not cure it, nor will radiation, nor will bone marrow transplantation.
Well, if there's no cure, what kind of prognosis does someone have?
Poor prognosis.
I mean, will everyone die from this that gets it?
To my knowledge, there's not been any person healed from this lymphoma.
Okay. When it was definitely diagnosed, and you being a medical doctor understood better than most people what you were dealing with, what were your first thoughts when you really knew what you were dealing with?
Well, it was one of the things that I dreaded the most of all the diseases that I encountered in my medical training. You know, there are certain diseases that people fear the most.
Yes.
And this was one that I feared, was either lymphoma or leukemia, because I had seen the horrendous suffering that people went through, not only from the disease, but also from the therapies that they had to go through. And the devil just seems to be able to pick the very thing that you don't want to bring your way.
Isn't that what Job said? The thing that I feared has come upon me?
The thing that I feared the most has come upon me. And
I'm wondering if fear is almost like a magnet and attracts what you're fearful of.
Absolutely. It is a spirit of the devil, fear is. You know, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. If God hasn't given it, then that doesn't leave many other places it can come from.
Interesting enough, before you developed this incurable cancer, you were teaching on healing.
Absolutely.
Now, that cannot be a coincidence.
Well, it's not. And I think, you know, the devil, every time you press into the kingdom to make a stand and to push the kingdom of heaven further, you're going to meet opposition.
Now, I'm going to take a risk because I know you're a medical doctor, but I also know you're a Christian, and you're also a Christian that has seen the power of God in your life. The risk that I'm taking is, how much of disease, in your opinion, as a medical doctor, is spiritual as opposed to, well, just catching a virus or a germ?
I can't give you a percentage, but let me put it this way. Every disease that we encounter has a spiritual component to it. And God has given us the ability to tap into His Spirit to bring the forces, His forces to bear into our lives to help combat, whether it be a virus, whether it be a broken limb, whether it be a surgical problem, whether it be a malignant problem, whether it be an emotional problem, psychological problem. He has given that. There is a spiritual component to every disease. It is not simply a matter of biochemistry. There's more to it than that. And I myself have never healed a person. I've never healed a sore throat. I've never healed a pneumonia. I don't know of any physician that has ever healed anyone. They can take, a surgeon can remove an inflamed appendix, take out an infected gallbladder, but it's God that brings the healing. It's God that closes the wound, that mobilizes the forces of the human body to fight against infection.
As one person said to me, the God designed such a wonderful body that with help, it can fight off anything.
Right, right. I believe that. And do you mind if I kind of give my theory on this?
Please.
We are all descendants of Adam. And God created Adam as a perfect human being with perfect genetic makeup. But there was something about the genetic makeup of Adam that made him immortal, that made him to last forever. And I believe it was the interaction with the Father, the Spirit of God, that somehow activated that immortality within Adam to where he was impervious to disease. We are descendants of that. That has been passed down from generation to generation. I believe God's got 46 chromosomes, you know, if we are made in His image. And when we, through Jesus Christ, tap back into the Spirit of God, into the Father, Christ being our splint that ties that tie that was broken at the fall of mankind, it activates that healing power within us to fight against whatever we're fighting against.
Well, you know, Tom, one of my speculations right along with what you're saying is it appears as though in the atmosphere, in the air, from God is a hunger in Christians all over the world for deeper intimacy
right.
than they've ever had before. And what I'm hearing you say is it's in this intimacy that healing comes from the invisible realm to the visible.
Exactly. What did the woman with the issue of blood, what did Jesus say? I perceive that virtue has gone out of me when she touched him, when she made that connection with Christ. That same healing virtue can flow into us when we connect with Christ, when we connect with God. You see? And it does something. It activates healing within our bodies.
Well, you know, Tom, you and I both know wonderful Christians that have believed God's word, even confessed God's word,
right.
even taught God's word,
right.
and the healing never manifested in their life.
And they died.
And they died. And, of course, you can't base a theology based on someone's personal experience, but we've all known people like this. But as I study what God did in your life, as I examine this, you tapped into some things that many of the people I know that died and didn't live, that I believe were supposed to live, did not do.
Did they do something wrong? did these great saints of God, did they believe in vain? No, when you read at the end of Hebrews chapter 11, that book of that chapter of faith, the word says that all these, having died, received not the promise. Now, God has given us a promise to heal our disease. You know, by his stripes, ye were healed. He's given us that promise. And our job is to believe and to reach out and to hold on in faith and to grab hold of the things of God and encourage ourselves and to speak those things and to hold on and not let go. But sometimes God will give us something better than the promise. He'll give us the good report. And when you read on, these having believed, received not the promise, God having provided something better for them, that they without us should not be made perfect.
You know, I think that what you're saying, and correct me if I'm saying something that you don't agree with, is I would rather die in faith than die in doubt and unbelief.
Exactly. You know, without faith, it's impossible pleasing. So we've got to believe in the things of God, no matter what. And sometimes God will take us beyond the promise and give us what we're all seeking for, and that's his eternal presence. That's heaven.
However, it is my firm conviction there is as much healing in the atonement as forgiveness of sin.
Absolutely.
And God's best is for you to live and not die and declare the works of the Lord.
That's it. And the next verse on that says that the Lord has chastened me sore. And there are people that are listening today that are fighting a battle of cancer or whatever, and they feel that God has just chastened them sore, that He's just rubbed them this way and nothing's getting better. But that if they will read on in that next verse in Psalms 118 and 19, but God has not given me over unto death. So we have to understand that if God has not given up on us, then why should we? We've got to press on. We've got to press on. There is healing in the atonement. You know, all healing comes from God, period. Absolutely, completely. It states so in Psalms 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Verse 2, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, which is salvation. Who healeth all thy diseases. Who redeems thy life from destruction. That's restoration. Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. That's his grace. Who satisfies thy mouth with good things. And those are the words that we speak.
Now, this is Sid Roth. I'm interviewing Dr. Tom Renfro, who had an incurable disease, and he walked through it and had one of the most wonderful miracles. If you know anyone sick that needs encouragement, tune in tomorrow. If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Ish Bucha, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. Or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime the same number, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape of this week's broadcast, send $5 to Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, and to listen to our past radio programs, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. Throw a trumpet.
Mountain, so a trumpet in Zion.